Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go cat go, but don't you.
That's Carl Perkins bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Mark Babbitt, author of A War Gone Social. Mark, you got any more books? Isn't there another one somewhere?
Well, we do. We have a new book coming out in 2020, Jim. It's going to be called Good Comes First.
When's it going to be out?
All about... September 2020 is the current projection.
Now you have to launch it on this show, right?
Oh, I'll be happy to. It'll be my pleasure to do that, Jim.
So what's it about?
Good Comes First is going to be about what happens when businesses and business owners do the right thing for not just our businesses, but our employees and our communities,
right,
and take global considerations into their decision-making process, and it's both retro and revolutionary. It's getting us back to, you know, the old barn-raising days where we did things just for the good of the community.
We all have to focus on that more and more because the digital world is creating a lot of anxiety among us analog humans, and we have to do more of those kinds of things, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about that. That'll be a breath of fresh air in our world. So be sure to let us know so we can launch it on the show. Let us know what we can do to help you. Mark, you look out. By the way, I need your website before we go further.
Let's talk about WorkIQ. WorkIQ is our business side. It's how we help businesses create great cultures, become business owners, become great leaders. It's workiq.com. That's WORQIQ.com.
All right. So check that out. Mark, you've got some social media trends you want to tell us about for next year.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes right back to what we talked about in our first segment together, Jim. It's, you know, how do those of us who aren't digital natives take advantage of some of the trends that are going to be taking over business in 2020. And you know, stories on Instagram and Facebook, and now YouTube has stories. And stories, Jim, as you know, they're just little short video clips that go on social and digital media that, let's just say you're having a sale or you have a booth set up at the local high school to support, you know, local athletics. Or maybe you're at the Christmas parade. Stories are just little video shots of you or your team, and you're just out there in the community doing good, putting good first, and it creates this kind of sense of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, but it puts your business front and center, right where a lot of your customers want to see you, and they see you active in the community, they see you doing good things, they see you participating in life in a positive way.
It's part of the relevance factor, Mark, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
This is how people are drawn to you before they even know what your price is.
Well, that's it. We call it instant credibility, Jim, and that's what you're doing. You're saying we're a good company. We're out here doing good things, and we'd love to earn your business. And so stories, and check it out. We could talk about this for an hour, Jim, but have listeners check out Instagram stories, YouTube stories, Facebook stories. Snapchat, of course, originated the concept of stories.
Yep.
Just check that out. And whoever you get to help you with your social media platform, tell them you really want to jump into stories.
The same video, the same story can be put across all the platforms, right?
Well, that's the best part, Jim, is it doesn't matter where your customers
are.
Do
it one time and push six
buttons.
Video shot,
it can go everywhere.
Do it one time and push six buttons.
Yeah, you're three clicks away from having a story out there. And it can all be done on a device. It doesn't take a GoPro. It doesn't take special microphones.
Right.
We all have smartphones now. That's all we need.
Just make sure the sound is the best you can possibly make. People will give you slack for for a grainy video, but if you're gonna cluck over anything, if you're gonna fuss over anything, fuss over the sound a little bit. I think that's important. But the thing is, what you just told us, Mark, is use the new technology to deliver something that is primordial, and that is the story. The story is why we have why we are able to do what we do today. Long before anybody ever plugged anything in or flipped a switch, people were telling stories, and it's as analog human as our heartbeat. What do you think?
Well, that's just it. Storytelling for several years has been a command. Well, the reality is that our digital platforms have got so much easier. But you're right, Jim. Essentially, what we're doing when we tell stories online is we're sitting around the campfire, you know, passing stories from generation to generation.
Yep.
And nothing's changed except the platform on which we're delivering that story.
Mike, I've got 30 seconds. Give us something you think is going to happen in 2020 that we'll be surprised about social media. Anything new?
Well, I think, and again, we could talk about this for an hour, but I think chatbots are going to be huge for small businesses in 2020.
And there's no reason why small businesses can't have their own chatbot now, is there?
No, there's not. And it can be set up in a matter of an hour, and it's like $49 a month, and it's just an amazing way to start a conversation with your customers. So,
absolutely.
Listeners, check out chatbots. Big deal.
Mark, spell your new website again. Spell your website again for me.
WorkIQ.com, WORQIQ.com.
WORQIQ.com. Mark Babbitt, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.